What's up, everybody? Today we are trying Mountain Dew Game Fuel Mystic Punch. It is Dew with a blast of fruit punch flavor with other natural flavors. So it's not just fruit punch, apparently. There's other natural flavors. We're going to try to figure this out, decipher it, take it apart piece by piece, and see what other kind of natural flavors are in this besides, well, fruit punch. Fruit punch in itself is a bunch of different flavors, but regardless. This is a limited edition Mountain Dew flavor that is a part of a line called Game Fuel that's been out since the late 2000s. It kicked off with a cherry citrus flavor, and that cherry citrus flavor carried on for quite some time until about 2016. That one was discontinued, but it came back this year, and this was its little side buddy, side flavor. It's Mystic Punch. This is the first time this flavor has been released ever, so it's brand new. There really isn't just much history about it besides, yeah, it's brand new, and this one is promoting the video game Diablo 4. I've never played any of the Diablo games. I've wanted to get into that, but I don't know if I have enough time in the day to play a game like that. But yes, online on the official Mountain Dew website, it says, gamers have been begging for the return of Mountain Dew Game Fuel and Mountain Dew Listened. Beginning November 6th, 2023, for a limited time, Mountain Dew fans can celebrate the return of the iconic Mountain Dew Game Fuel Citrus Cherry with Halo Infinite and another incredible flavor, Mountain Dew Game Fuel Mystic Punch with Diablo 4. These limited edition flavors will be in stores in 12 packs of 12-ounce cans and single 20-ounce bottles like I do have here. Perfect to power up gamers and Dew Nation with a blast of fruit flavor. I don't know if you heard that train in the background. It's hauling logs, everybody. So looking at this bottle, it's got a very purplish look. I don't think it's as dark as Purple Thunder, the exclusive flavor from Circle K. But, yeah, it's got a lot of sugar, 76 grams. I don't know, much like any other Mountain Dew flavor. But I really think the caffeine content in these Game Fuel sodas are kicked up a notch because the caffeine is 114 milligrams per bottle. So that's quite a bit. I mean, looking at any other Mountain Dew flavor, this is Ginger Snapped. This one has 91 milligrams, so it's a slight tinge above your average Mountain Dew flavor that's being thrown out there. Are you ready to get amped, gamers? Oh, yeah! Are you a gamer? Oh, you're a girl, too? Whoa! A girl gamer? Oh, you are so hot. Like, not just because the fact you're a girl, but you're also a gamer? Dude! It smells a lot like Mountain Dew Code Red. I smell like a berry kind of cherry flavor in here. But anyways, here we go. This is Mountain Dew Mystic Punch. Well, I can tell you right now, it tastes a whole lot better than Purple Thunder. So this is a better purple colored Mountain Dew for sure. You know what, guys? I'm really not feeling this one at all. It's like I'm drinking something very harsh right off the bat. And then that it's like a tangy harsh. It's very, very just sour almost. But then halfway through drinking it, you get like a bitter kind of taste. but then it finishes sweet. And it's not that great of an experience. I am tasting a lot of the original Mountain Dew flavor. There is a bit of a berry taste. I mean, yeah, it has fruit punch elements, but I want to say it's a very tarty fruit punch berry Mountain Dew flavor. And it's kind of leaving a bad bitter taste in my mouth. I want to say that the harshness is kind of good because it helps with refreshing you, but it ends on a sugary note to the point where you're just kind of like, I need to rinse my mouth out with some water or just scrub my tongue with a toothbrush. Yeah, it's kind of reminded me of the Pitch Black version that came out a little earlier this year, where it's like a sour, grapey kind of taste. I don't want to say grapes because, I'm just referring to the color. But it kind of has that sour, grapey, berry, Mountain Dew taste. And it has a very bitter mid taste. And it's almost leaving a bitter sweet taste finishing off as well, now that I'm drinking more of this. Yeah, I'm definitely not feeling this one. I liked the citrus cherry a whole lot more. Mystic Punch, it's just kind of like, hey, do you like fruit punch? Yeah. Do you like a bad tasting fruit punch? No. Well, tough, because you're going to drink some right here in Mountain Dew form. To be very crass, what I think about this drink is, I know I need to be more classy, but this definitely isn't classy. It's a flavor I feel should only exist for this moment and never come back. I don't see anybody wanting this flavor back in the future. This isn't absolutely horrible or anything, but it definitely isn't good either. I want to say it's low to mid 3.5 out of 10. That's what I'll give this. And put it in other words as well, after drinking this, it's kind of making me feel like I'm having sinus drainage as well. That's a bad thing to have. Mountain Dew Game Fuel Mystic Punch, I don't recommend this. This is bad. It's 3.5 out of 10. Not the best. I definitely recommend the Citrus Cherry Game Fuel that's out alongside this one more than this. It is trash. Don't pick it up. Anyways, I give this piece of crap, Mountain Dew Game Fuel Mystic Punch, a 3.5 out of 10. Horrible. I am DJ Glowing Ice, always wanting to remind you that it is okay to cheat every once in a while. And I will see you next time. Peace out, y'all.